can't stop thinking about poor Joseph. He must be so scared.
I thought God was never surprised, so why did God not stop him being sold? I just don't get it, Granny.
Oh, well, he probably was scared, Bonnie. But he wasn't there alone because God was with Joseph and God was still in charge. Joseph knew that. Now listen, you two need to hear what happened next. This is what happened in Genesis chapter 39. Now Joseph had been taken to Egypt and he was sold as a slave to Potiphar, the officer of the king of Egypt and the captain of the palace guard. Potiphar gave orders to Joseph. Och, but Joseph did well because the Lord was with him. And Potiphar could see that Joseph was different and that the Lord made Joseph successful. So Potiphar gave more important jobs to Joseph. And Joseph did well because the Lord was with him. Potiphar could see that Joseph was different and that the Lord made Joseph successful. So, Potiphar gave even more important jobs to Joseph.
I am putting you in charge of everything I own. I will not be worried about anything. I can trust you with everything I own. I know that the Lord is with you.
Oh, so Joseph was in charge of everything in Potiphar's house. And the Lord blessed the people in Potiphar's house because of Joseph.
God does seem to be looking after Joseph.
He's got such a cool job. He's the top servant.
Aye, but sadly it didn't last. One day, Potiphar's wife, she saw how gorgeous and handsome Joseph was. She really liked him.
Yoo-hoo! I really like you. You're gorgeous. I want to kiss you.
No, ma'am. That is wrong.
My master trusts me, and he's put me in charge of everything he owns. There is no one in this house greater than me. He's put me in charge of everything. He's given me everything, except you. And that's because you're his wife. How could I do such an evil thing? It's a sin against God.
Oh, but Potiphar's wife, she wouldn't take no for an answer. She still really liked Joseph. One day, Joseph went into the house to do his work as usual. All the other servants were outside doing other jobs. And Potiphar's wife, grabbed his coat and tried to kiss him.
I really like you. You're gorgeous. I want to kiss you.
No, ma'am. It's a sin against God.
But Potiphar's wife was really angry.
I'm really angry.
She screamed for her servants.
Servants!
And told them Joseph had tried to kiss her.
They tried to
kiss me.
That's a lie.
It is. But she was so angry, she lied to her servants, and then she even lied to her husband, Potiphar.
That servant, Joseph, that you brought here, he tried to kiss me, and I screamed, and he ran and left behind his coat.
Oh, Potiphar believed his wife and was so angry that he arrested Joseph and put him in prison where the king's prisoners were kept.
That sucks. Poor old Joseph. How is God going to get him out of this one?
Oh, well, God was still in charge because nothing takes God by surprise. In fact, God had planned all this.
Well, surely not the prison bit, Granny. God didn't plan that.
Aye, he did. Even the prison bit. Joseph was in prison and God was still with Joseph. He had a job for Joseph to do and he was going to make sure his plans happened. Joseph did well because the Lord was with him. God made the prison guard like Joseph. He could see that Joseph was different and that the Lord made Joseph successful. So, he gave Joseph jobs to do. And Joseph, well, Joseph did really well because the Lord was with him. The prison guard could see that Joseph was different and that the Lord made Joseph successful. So he gave Joseph even more important jobs to do.
I am putting you in charge of everything. I will not have to worry about anything. Yeah. I trust you with everything. I know the Lord is with you.
Oh, Joseph was given the job of taking care of all the prisoners. And because the Lord was with Joseph, he was successful in everything.
Wow, you are right, Granny. God is with Joseph. I just don't get why he needs to be in prison.
And it's all so unfair. Joseph has done nothing wrong and he's getting punished.
Oh, I know of someone else who was punished, even though he had done nothing wrong. And that was still part of God's plan.
Oh, yeah. That's just like Jesus. Hey, is that what Caroline's going to tell us later?
Oh, well, maybe. But you'll have to wait until later to find out. But even when wrong things happen, God is still in charge. But for now, it's time for us to say goodbye, isn't it? Ooh, goodbye, everybody.
Bye, boys and girls.
Bye.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, boys and girls.